With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The February employment report is in, and it took the experts by surprise.
A new report from the Labor Department shows that the U.S. lost 92,000 jobs last month, far below the expected gain of 55,000 jobs. Unemployment ticked up to 4.4% rather than the expected 4.3%. The data will factor into the Federal Reserve's thinking on whether to cut interest rates again. The Fed held its key rate steady in January after cutting at each of the last three previous policy meetings amid concerns about labor market weakness. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump is weighing in on Iran's political future as U.S. and Israeli forces pound government and military targets. Iran continues launching missile and drone attacks against Israel and other Mideast countries, although those attacks are falling off sharply.
Their navy is gone. 24 ships.
President Trump says U.S. and Israeli forces are decimating Iran's.
They have no air force. They have no air defense.
He concedes it's not complete.
Missiles are gone, launches are gone, about 60% and 64% respectively.
But what's left of Iran's leadership, Trump says, is desperate.
They're calling, they're saying, how do we make a deal? I said, you're being a little bit late, and we want to fight now more than they do.
After the son of the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei emerged as a frontrunner to succeed him, Trump declared he should be involved in choosing Iran's next supreme leader. I'm Ben Thomas.
The president is nominating Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen for Homeland Security Secretary. Mr. Trump fired embattled DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, who had faced mounting criticism over her leadership of the Department of Homeland Security. The president's naming Noem a special envoy for the Shield of the Americas. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 867 points. This is SRN News. A warning from the Trump administration.
The Department of Health and Human Services has sent a letter to all 50 states warning them they cannot take a child away from their parents because mom and dad do not support the youngster's decision to live as the opposite sex. There are isolated reports of this happening in several states, and the Trump administration wants to nip it in the bud. HHS says, quote, parents have the right to raise their children according to their religious beliefs. Michael Harrington reporting.
A German court has convicted a Syrian man of stabbing and seriously wounding a Spanish tourist at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial just over a year ago, sentencing him to 13 years in prison. The 20-year-old defendant was convicted on charges including attempted murder and attempted membership in a foreign terrorist organization. The Berlin District Court found he traveled to Berlin in February of 2025 to carry out an attack in the name of ISIS. This is SRN News. These folks take the culinary arts quite seriously.
The debate is in Denmark whether top-level cooking counts as art. And the country's theatrical restaurants sit right at the center of it. Some are exploring formal recognition for gastronomy. Now, here is where it gets a little weird. Some chefs say food can carry ideas and emotion just like modern performance art. Art voices say chefs could start competing for the same cultural money. Makes you want to grab a sandwich and go look at paintings. Jason Walker reporting.
Postmaster General David Steiner warns the Postal Service is on track to run out of cash within a year. That is, unless Congress lets it borrow more money. No cash would mean no pay for workers or vendors, and that could impact mail delivery. More details at srnnews.com.